The Demise of a Factory and a Friendship Make Sweat by Lynn Nottage, a play that cuts close to an inescapable reality of community without opportunity. Opening November 8th at Illinois State University's Westhoff Theater, Sweat is directed by the head of the acting program at ISU, Lori Adams. She admits she was drawn to this play because playwright Lynn Nottage is a strong and authentic voice in 21st century American theater.
Much of the same way that Arthur Miller understands and loves Willie Loman, and Clifford Odets understood the taxi driver striking in his play, Lynn Nottage understands these people. And those people are my heartbeat, and so now she is my heartbeat again. I love her voice, and I feel akin to it, and I love the people that she thinks are important enough to put in her plays. It is so timely that, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but she moved to Reading, Pennsylvania for 2.5 years. She literally practically lived there because she wanted to get the real, you know, the real guts of this story, of the entire idea of NAFTA and industry moving out of this country just kind of like overnight, and the whole breaking up unions and, you know, everything that's in this play.
Is it fair to call it a Rust Belt drama?
Yes, I think it is definitely a Rust Belt drama. The plot centers around two women, Cynthia, who is black, and Tracy, who is white, and their sons, Jason and Chris, and they are all residents of Reading, Pennsylvania. They all work at the steel mill. They're union members. Overnight, what happens is the doors get locked, and they're locked out. And then, of course, they strike, but by the time it all ends up, the company has moved all the jobs to Mexico. The action of the play takes place in a bar, which is where they hang out after work and where they commiserate after things happen to them. The conceit of the show is that it jumps back and forth. It opens in 2008, then immediately goes back to the central part of the show in 2000, when all this happens. And then at the end comes back to 2008. I don't want to give away any plots, but something really devastating happens as a result of all this. And we find out something happened. We don't know what it is until we make our way all the way through the play, and then we come back.
So you basically get to watch as events unfold and people are at the mercy of events and how they react to it that leads to this tragedy.
Absolutely. It's fascinating to see the decisions that are made. The friendships that they forged and were solid before this happened then are blown apart, and that included racism and classism and sexism and everything else.
So why, Laura, did you decide to direct Sweat? What was it about this play? You're clearly charged up about it, mm-hmm. but you have to make a choice each school year. Well, what am I going to direct? This seems to be mega timely.
Yeah, I did say to the production committee, I said, you know, I've been doing this many, many years, and so if you'll let me, I'd really like to do something that is really close to my heart. And I really, at this point in my life, want to do something that matters. And I think all theater matters, yes. But in a way that this one matters.
Why is it close to your heart?
Well, I grew up in Nebraska, working class. My parents were working class. All my family was working class. I was the first person to go to college. So there's a big part of the world's view of these people that I understand on some level, even though all of my adult life I've been in, you know, the theater or in the university setting. I sort of get them.
Are you finding a way to weave in your past into this current production?
If nothing else, my deep respect for their work ethic and their loyalty, and my sorrow at the injustice of how we do not take care enough of the people that sometimes need it the most. And so there's all kinds of themes weaved through it that make us think of what's going on today. I mean, these people not only lose their salary, they lose their health care, they lose their pension. I mean, these are topics that people of great means would not understand.
Yeah, drug addiction is addressed in the play, and certainly folks who work in factory situations, you know, you're putting your whole body into your work, you get injured, and drug addiction is right out the door waiting to take a hold. How does the playwright address this in the show?
Yes, it's one of the themes that pops up in the show. I mean, one person gets injured, and like you say, and as a result of that becomes addicted to painkillers. And another person in the play develops a severe drug addiction because of losing his job.
He lost himself.
He lost himself. He lost his identity. He worked at a place for 35 years, and all of a sudden it's gone.
There's also a character named Oscar. Can you tell us a bit about Oscar and how he impacts the other characters? Because Oscar wanted to get in at the factory.
Right. Oscar is a Colombian. He is a barback at the bar. But you're right, he wants to get in, he wants to be in the factory, he wants to make that kind of money. The curious thing about Oscar in the play is that he rarely speaks. He's around all the time because he's cleaning up and scraping gum off the bottom of chairs and sweeping and doing all the things that you do when you're at the bar back in a bar. So he is kind of the character that, if in doubt, we would look and see what he's thinking as he's kind of overhearing everything that's going on. So in a way, I always think he's kind of like the Greek chorus in a Greek tragedy. You know, we go, what's going on? But he's pivotal to the story and what happens in the story. He becomes that way. But the racism that is shown toward Hispanic people is very prominent in the play.
I think one of the more striking things about the play is the fact that really at the heart of it you have a female friendship. Female friendship doesn't get explored enough, it seems.
Right. Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Exactly. Female friendship. Women that had marriages together, then those marriages are not existing anymore. They raised children together. They have been friends. They worked. More importantly, they worked together all these years. They are best friends. Yeah, then there's a promotion that happens in the job where they then get in conflict with each other. But you're right, it's a life-affirming relationship to watch.
How are your students reacting to the script in rehearsals? They're being exposed to some of this stuff for the very first time, some of them, I would imagine.
You know, our ISU students in the acting area are just wonderful students, and we often talk about them and say, you know, they're kind of scrappy and they kind of want it a lot and messy, and those are all the qualities we need for this show. There's no neatness about it. It's kind of messy. I have some very young students. There's several sophomores in the cast, but also some upperclassmen. They are working. I mean, they're being asked to do not only to play people that are older than them, some of them, but just the drug addiction, the weight of the world on their shoulders, the tiredness that a person that's over 40 feels rather than when you're 20. And they're just, you know, they're...
It's hard to imagine the disillusion when you haven't really reached that yet.
Exactly. And that the very thing we love about youth is they're not disillusioned. And then for them to, yeah, just, you know, at any given time saying, now this, I mean, I'm pretty healthy here, but this is how I get up off the floor. As compared to you. Or when I sit there quietly thinking, it's because I have these other things I have to think about. You're right. It's very interesting process, but they're really coming up to bat.
Lori, what are you trying to achieve with this production?
When you feel like a forgotten person, and I don't think there's a female alive that has not sometime in their life felt like a forgotten person. This play is about people who felt like they were forgotten, and in some ways were forgotten or are forgotten. I guess I want to bring them into the light so we don't forget them.
That's Lori Adams, director of Sweat by Lynn Nottage, running the 8th through the 16th at Illinois State University's West Off Theater. I'm Laura Kennedy.